الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما ربي زدني علما ربي زدني علما. أما بعد, in Islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed a specific few times where he has opened up the gates and the doors of barakah and blessings for us. And one of those times is, for example, the month of Ramadan, which we're in right now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to use it to the max. And in Ramadan, we have the Laylatul Qadr, which is also a night of immense blessings and barakah. But there's also a specific time every single day wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up these gates of barakah for us. And that time is the early morning. It's mentioned in the hadith of Sakhr al-Ghamidi radiallahu anhu, where he mentions a dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant my ummah blessings that open up the gates of barakah for my nations in the early morning period. And if you look at any successful person in the world, whether it's in deen or dunya, one thing we'll find in common is that their day started in the early morning when everyone else was asleep. So this is something, a habit that we should try and implement within our own selves. And if you look at the rest of the narration, it mentions that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would send out an army or a squadron, it was always in the early morning period. And the own narrator of this hadith, Sakhr al-Ghamidi radiallahu anhu, he was a businessman. And whenever he would send out his trade caravan, he would always do it in the morning. And it's mentioned about him, كَثُرَ مَالُهُ, that his wealth increased and grew because of this. And especially now in the month of Ramadan, where the blessings are multiplied, we should try and implement this, that we should try and sleep early and get up early as well. But unfortunately, Ramadan, we have this common trend that we spend the entire night awake and the entire day we're sleeping. And yes, if we're spending that time in ibadah, that's great. But oftentimes when we stay up in the night, it leads to gossip, backbiting, and many, many sins happen during this time. So as 7 days of Ramadan have passed, we know how our nights are being spent. And if they are spent in ibadah, then that's great. But if they're not being spent in ibadah, we should try to implement this habit of sleeping early and getting up early. We can get up for tahajjud, we can eat suhoor, we can come to the masjid for fajr salah, and stay up to ishraq and do ibadah. But at least, if we're not able to do that, at least from fajr to ishraq, we should try and spend this time ibadah, reciting Quran, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our morning, evening duas, and trying to get closer during this time of barakah and blessings. And many of us, we've probably seen firsthand that this time in the morning is very special. That's something that you can accomplish in 3-4 hours in the daytime, in the nighttime, you can accomplish in just 20-30 minutes in the morning time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to utilize this morning time, this time period of great barakah and blessings to its fullest extent. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.